Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building an old school D&B breakbeat swing inside Ableton Live 12, and we're treating it like an FX rhythm layer, not just a random loop. That's the key idea here. We want the break to create movement, tension, and lift around the bass line and main drums, so the track feels alive between the hits. This works beautifully in jungle, rollers, darker club tracks, halftime to D&B hybrids, and anywhere you want that dusty, human, slightly unruly feel without losing control. By the end, you should be able to shape a break so it swings with intent, supports the groove, and gives you that old-school pressure that sits right in a modern mix. Starts simple. Drag in a clean classic break or a break-style loop, ideally one or two bars long. Keep the roll clear from the beginning. Ask yourself, is this break a transition tool, or is it supporting the main groove underneath the drums and bass? Both can work, but you need to choose. If you don't define the job, the break will start fighting everything else in the track. For a beginner workflow, choose a break that already has a bit of ghost note movement that makes the swing easier to hear and easier to control. Then turn warp on and line the loop up musically. The goal is not to flatten the natural feel. The goal is to keep the break consistent against the grid while preserving its personality. A really useful starting point is beats mode, because it keeps drum transients punchy. Set the first strong downbeat tightly on the bar, and only add warp markers where you actually need them. Don't overcorrect every tiny hit. If the loop starts feeling seasick, or if the ghost notes smear into mush, you've gone too far. What to listen for here is simple. The snare should still land with authority, and the loop should still breathe naturally. Now let's talk swing. In old school D&B, the swing is often less about a huge quantities template and more about micro timing. That's where the groove starts to feel human. You can duplicate the clip and experiment with nudging a few ghost hits or offbeat hats slightly late. Keep the main snare stable. Let the smaller percussion sit a little behind the beat. Just a few milliseconds can make a huge difference. Why this works in D&B is because the kick and snare backbone stay solid, while the smaller details create drag and sway around it. That combination gives you that old-school lilt without losing club pressure. What to listen for is that push-pull feeling. The groove should feel like it's leaning forward while relaxing at the same time. If everything is late, it loses urgency. If everything is dead on the grid, it gets stiff fast. Once the timing feels good, shape the sound with a simple stock device chain. A very clean beginner chain is Utility, EQ8, and Saturator. Start with Utility to trim gain and create headroom. Then use EQ8 to remove low-end conflict. If this break is just a top or mid texture in your track, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it's carrying more body, you can keep a little more low mid, but still get rid of sub rumble. If it sounds boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 500 Hz. Then add saturator for a bit of grit. You usually only need a small amount, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. If it starts fizzing or flattening the transient shape, back it off. If you want more punch and density, drum bus can work too, but be careful with the boom control. It can muddy the groove quickly if your kick and bass are already doing heavy lifting. A good decision point here is to choose between a cleaner old-school swing and a grimier jungle pressure version. If the break is supporting the main drums, keep it cleaner, lighter, and more detailed. If it's supposed to feel like a featured texture or a transition statement, you can push the saturation and transient softening a bit harder. Keep that choice intentional. That's how the break starts sounding like a proper production tool instead of just a loop. Now lock the low-end rules before you add movement. In D&B, low-end clarity is non-negotiable. If the break has kick thumps or low tom energy, decide whether that body is actually needed. If the bass line and main kick are already strong, high pass the break more aggressively. If the break is the main rhythmic identity in a breakdown, you can keep some low mid weight, but sub conflict still has to go. Also, keep the break mono-friendly. Use utility if the loop is too wide. A lot of breaks sound exciting in stereo but fall apart in mono, and that's a big problem in club systems. What to listen for here is whether the snare still feels anchored when the track is summed down. If the groove loses its center, the break is relying too much on width and not enough on rhythm. Now the fun part. Make the break feel like FX by adding movement only where the arrangement needs it. Auto filter is perfect for this. Start the break filtered a little darker, then open it over 2 or 4 bars before the drop. On the last half bar, you can pull it back down or cut it abruptly to create contrast. That contrast matters. D&B tension often hits harder when the rhythm feels like it is being withheld, not just made louder. If the automation starts sounding too much like a generic festival sweep, narrow it. Keep the movement subtle and musical. We want urgency, not obviousness. Another great way to get old school phrasing is to duplicate the loop over 2, 4, or 8 bars and change the last bar. Remove the final snare hit, thin out the hats, add a tiny reverse tail, make the ending feel like it's pointing somewhere. This is one of the easiest ways to make a break feel alive. You don't need to fill every bar. You need small changes that give the listener a sense of direction. What to listen for now is progression. The loop should not feel like it's endlessly repeating. It should feel like it's moving towards something. If the section is already busy, remember that sometimes less is better. A break that drops out a couple of hits can feel more intense than one that keeps adding layers. At this point, check the break against your bassline and main drum pattern. This is the real test. Soloed, a break can sound amazing. In context, it can either glue the groove together or completely blur the rhythm. Ask yourself, is the kick still obvious? Does the snare still cut through? Is the bassline syncopation readable? Does the break create momentum or just clutter? If the track feels crowded, mute every second ghost note. Lower the break by a couple of dB. Trim a tail. Remove something before adding more. That's a pro move in DNB. Often the best improvement comes from subtracting, not stacking. Once the timing feels right, commit the break to audio. This is a smart move because printed audio makes it much easier to slice, reverse, and edit the phrase. You can bounce a clean version, then make a dirtier version for comparison. Keep your versions organized. Name them clearly, so you can move quickly instead of falling into endless tweak mode. After printing, slice the audio at phrase points. Add a reverse swell into the drop. Copy a snare tail into a transition hit if it helps. Use tiny fades so nothing clicks. This is where the break becomes a real arrangement tool instead of a loop that just keeps going. Then do a short mix pass. Balance the break against the rest of the drum group. It should be audible, but it should not be louder than the main snare in a drop context. If the top end is too sharp, try a light dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep it subtle. DNB can be aggressive, but harsh upper mids will wear the listener down fast. A good sign that you've nailed it is when the break sounds dusty, swinging, and pressure building, but still leave space for the drop. It should feel like it belongs in the track, not as the headline, as the momentum. A couple of quick pro reminders before we wrap up. First, if the groove feels right, stop editing the micro timing. Over-tweaking kills than old school feel faster than almost anything else. Second, version your work. Keep clean, dirty, and pre-drop options. And third, always compare your break at matched volume. Louder can trick you into thinking better. So here's the big takeaway. Old school DNB swing is not just about making a break more shuffled. It's about giving it a human pocket, controlled grit, and purposeful phrasing so it can function as an effects rhythm layer in a real track. Keep the roll clear. Preserve the snare and the groove anchor. Remove low-end conflict early. Automate for tension, not gimmicks. Change the phrase so the track keeps moving. And always check it against the bass line and in mono. If the result feels like a swinging, dusty, pressure-building break that still leaves room for the drop, you've got the right energy. Now go build your 4-bar phrase. Make one clean version, one dirtier version, and give the last bar a real musical change. Keep it tight, keep it alive, and trust the groove.